We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on Sports Talk. Each and every Thursday, we talk to a friend of the program, Brandon Lang, sports handicapper at BrandonLang.com, host of Believe Me with Cordell Stewart. And Brandon, I think now you know that you're talking to Christian and Bobby is off on Thursdays, right?
Hi, Christian. How you doing, Christian? Man, Christian, it's so good to talk to you on Thursday night. I missed you, Christian. A lot of winners last week on your show. Gave out a couple great stats, Christian. And hopefully, Christian, we can keep it going this week, Christian.
I'll leave it alone after that, Brandon. Any action on tonight's game with the Dolphins visiting Joe Burrow and company in the Bengals?
Yeah, it's funny. If I were to read you these stats, right? If I were to read you these following stats, okay, I just want your opinion on this, okay? Buffalo outgained Miami 495 to 212. Time of possession was 40 minutes to 20. First downs was 32 to 15. What would you say the final score was?
I'm bad at this kind of stuff. I don't know.
Two touchdown winner.
Yeah, I would say double-digit win.
Buffalo turned it over in the red zone and couldn't convert fourth and goal at the two-yard line to win the game inside 2 minutes. So you're Miami, and now you've been displaced by the hurricane. You've been up in Cincinnati, so your routine and your schedule's been affected. You've just opened up the season with an emotional win over Belichick and the Patriots, came from three touchdowns down at Baltimore in the fourth quarter to win, and then you win an emotional game over Buffalo in the manner, which you did. Now in a short week, you got to go into Cincinnati and find the energy that your defense was on the field for 90 snaps. And that humidity, bro, there's a right side to a game and a wrong side to a game. And if a team's going to get blown out tonight, they get blown out because they got nothing left in the tank. So I think the line right now is at 3.5. I'd spend the 30 cents and or 20 cents by the half point, lay three with Cincinnati.
I wanted to ask you too about the Jacksonville Jaguars. How do you think they're for real? Cause who have they beaten? I mean, there's a lot of love, I think, going on early with Jacksonville. Are you a buyer or seller on Jacksonville?
Why not? Who have they beaten? They absolutely dominated a Colts team, which I came on your show last week and said, because everybody thought the Colts were garbage and everybody said the Colts are horrible for losing down in Jacksonville, which was a place they haven't won until 2013. And I said, be careful. I said, it wouldn't shock me. I said, right here on your show last Thursday night, I said, don't be surprised. Colts beat Chiefs. I said, take the 5.5. Take the Colts plus the points. People thought I was crazy. And I said, it's a weird thing in the NFL when you get shut out and you come back home and you're an underdog. I said, it's weird. And you had a 10-0 against the spread stat going with the Colts facing undefeated opponents at home as a dog of 7 or less. So Jags dominate the Colts, go out to Chargers, dominate the Chargers, and now they're in Philly. I think they're real. Let me say that right now. But I also think Philadelphia is real. And Doug Peterson, 0-10 against the spread in the second of consecutive away games, 0-4 against the spread versus the NFC East. So if there was a letdown that was going to happen, it would be right here back-to-back on the road after the big emotional win. I just don't think you can go against Philadelphia right now. I don't.
No, I think they're the best team in the NFC currently. I mean, Hurts is really improved as a passer. I mean, tremendously improved. Going back to his days, remember at Alabama? I mean, he couldn't throw the football very accurately. He got yanked. Anyway.
I would say this, that the addition probably of all of the offseason moves by every team in the NFL, all the free agent signings, Devontae Adams going to the Raiders, all of them, the number one biggest pickup and best sign was A.J. Brown going to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
That absolutely has opened up their offense. And Devontae Smith, I'm telling you, people better be careful in the Philadelphia Eagles, because they look, the eye test tells you they're for real. I think they're the right side of the game on Sunday.
Brandon Lang, handicapper, BrandonLang.com, also host of Believe Me with Cordell Stewart. Brandon, LSU favored by 9 on the road against Auburn. That just goes to show you what odds makers think of the Auburn football program, and Coach Harsin might be on his way out, but 9 points? Have you seen enough from LSU to take those points and put money on LSU?
Well, I've seen enough of Auburn, you know, to see Penn State go in there and dominate Auburn in the manner in which they did, and then they go back to Happy Valley and they struggle with a Mid-American Conference school in Central Michigan. That was a one-score game, two-possession game pretty much the entire way. So I doubt the validity of Auburn losing and getting dominated by Penn State the way they did. I don't trust them. I think LSU, again, I'm not a big road chalk guy. You should know that about me. I hate road chalk. I can't stand laying road chalk. But in this case, I've seen enough that tells me that LSU's the right side of the game. And I think you're right. He's on his way out.
What's your best college play?
So here's your stat. So Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, his last 57 home games. Pay attention to this now. His last 57 home games, he's only lost 2 of them by double digits. They're a 10.5-point home underdog to Michigan. And I say to you again, 55-2 stat going right into Iowa plus the points. Keep an eye on NC State plus 6.5 over Clemson, TCU plus 6.5 over Oklahoma, and Kansas plus 3.5 over Iowa State. 4-dog night, my brother.
Brandon, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
All right, bud.
All right, there he goes. Sports handicapper, BrandonLang.com is where you can find him, host of Believe Me with Cordell Stewart. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback and co-host of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, is next here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.